to the Ross Common at the Six Redwood site. So as you know, when we're speaking about Six Redwood, Six Redwood is part of a 4.36 acre site that was deeded to the town in 1911. Has been using and being used as, for park purposes since then. This past May 9th of this year, the town council did adopt resolution 2102 approving a tree permit and landscape improvements to the park to passively connect this area into the Ross Common. It was previously being used for workforce housing or a housing unit prior to then. The reason for this proposed modification was to address items that came about, a tolling agreement between a neighbor, and the town has been working with the neighbor to come up with a plan that identifies additional landscape screening. As I'll just point out, the changes that have occurred since the May meeting. There's a proposed 6 foot tall redwood fence that would be constructed towards the rear of the property. This would essentially eliminate a potential attractive nuisance to this area. There's would be a 100 foot long, 8 foot tall sound barrier fence with 19 new Podocarpus plants that would be planted here. There would be 3 new maple trees that would be planted here to provide a little buffer between the existing redwoods and the park. There would also be, originally there was a split rail fence that would have been constructed along this area. The portion that I'm pointing to here, instead of a split rail fence, would be a 5 foot tall redwood fence just to provide additional screening and barriers from cars and passersby at this area, but this remaining area would be a split rail fence. Split rail fence used to extend a bit further, but in order to provide access to the new plantings that would be planted here, the proposal would reduce that area. So the new element associated with this plan, originally it was an administrative action. With the new proposed 8 foot tall sound barrier fence, it does require a variance. Typically, as up to a 6 foot tall fence could be located along a side property line, could go up to 7 feet with a minor exception. Anything over that does require this variance. In order to have a variance approved, there are 3 very specific requisite findings. The first finding would be that there's a special circumstance. Staff should suggest that special circumstance can be made in the sense that the location of the project relative to the park and land uses supports that. The second finding is that there would be a grant of special privilege, or you have to ensure the special, that there's no substantial parity, or that there is substantial parity for projects. This project would also be consistent with past approvals to allow for taller fences. And the last finding is that the project would be consistent with the land use, and a fence is ancillary to a park land use. So staff is recommending that the variance can be supported. So in closing, staff is recommending that the town council adopt resolution number 2128 to allow modifications to landscape improvements to the Ross Common, possibly connect the park to Ross Common, and to allow the variance for the construction of 8 foot tall fence. That will conclude my presentation, and I'm available to answer any questions you may have.
Does any member of the council have any questions?
Well, I just want to make sure I understand what's before us. The only thing before us is whether we grant the variance.
No, what's before the council this evening is to allow the modifications to the previously approved landscape plan in addition to the variance.
Projected cost right now is in the region.
Take the vote. Councilmember Cool?
Aye.
And Councilmember McMillan?
Aye.
Councilmember Robbins?
No.
And Councilmember Russell?
Aye.
And Mayor Breckus?
Aye.
And the motion passes 4-1.
Okay, next item is item 22, Fort Canyon Road, and final vehicle sidewalk permit.
Thank you. Property owners Chris and Mary McFadden are requesting a sidewalk permit and design review to allow a flooring addition and the new construction of a swimming pool. A hillside lot permit is required because the property received a previous approval for a hillside lot permit. Based on the regulations, it automatically needs to come back for consideration. A design review is being required to allow for the grading of 150 cubic yards associated with the swimming pool. The project site is located at Fort Canyon Road, which is located within the town's R1BA zoning district. It's also located within the town's low-density general plan land use designation. The project site has received a variety of past town council's approvals for variances and design review. Most recently in 2012 and 2014, substantial modifications to the site occurred. In 2014, there was a proposal that was approved by the town council that allowed for the new construction of a swimming pool. There would be landscape improvements, there would be a new vegetable garden, and then there would be a revised parking area. Currently, there is an access easement that passes through the project site that provides access to Two Canyon. This area currently is not configured in this location, but it would have been modified. And as part of the proposal, the asphalt would be removed and there would be compacted gravel to provide access or parking for the site. This project was never constructed, although there were elements of the project regarding the removal of impervious surfaces did occur. So to jump into the project, specifically the applicant is requesting 117 square foot flooring addition that would be located within the existing footprint of the residence. The floor area would essentially capture some floor area space with the new construction of two dormers that would be located on either side of the existing roof. The materials for the project would match the existing residence. And then the other element of this project would be to construct the pool that was approved in 2014. The pool equipment would be located or constructed within a concrete vault that would be placed within the hillside. So if you had gone up to the project site, you would see up against the hillside that there was a retaining wall. A portion of that retaining wall would be cut and the vault would be placed within the hillside. On August 27th of this year, the project went before the Town Advisory Design Review Group. At that time, there were two neighbors that attended that meeting, and they identified concerns regarding providing landscape screening, as seen from Winding Way, and the purpose of that was to screen the pool from Winding Way. The other element of the project was to ensure that during the construction aspect of the project that that access would be impeded so that the property owner at Two Canyon would be able to have safe access and open access to their project site. In response to that, staff suggested that conditions of approval could be incorporated into this project, and the advisory design review group agreed and therefore recommended support of the project subject to those two items. As summarized in the staff report, staff does suggest that the hillside lot permit and design review permit findings can be achieved. I will not read through those items, but one of the key issues that was identified in the staff report, similar to a recent project that the town council reviewed, was regarding the town's design review criteria and standard related to impervious surfaces and whether or not the pre-existing impervious surfaces should be reduced. Similar to the approval of the town council's action regarding One Woodside Way, which was a similar project that created an increase in impervious surfaces for a new swimming pool, staff is recommending that a condition of approval be imposed on this project, similar to that project, that would essentially reduce that increase in impervious surfaces resulting from that swimming pool. In doing research about detention basins and providing on-site detention, it really is a viable option where you can actually capture more water on the site than what would typically be required. Even if you did use permeable materials with on-site detention, you're actually creating a vault or a cistern where the water can be held, whereas sometimes we're approving permeable materials or permeable pavers, but those pavers really aren't absorbing the water quite to this extent. So staff again suggests that this is a viable alternative that would still be consistent with the design review criteria and standards. Regarding public correspondence and neighbor support as part of our application submittal, we do require that the applicants provide a neighborhood outreach and any information that would demonstrate support of this project. The applicant has provided information showing that they reached out to those properties shown on the slide, and each of those property owners signed off and, for the project, and the property owner at 1 and 7 Bellagio, it's the same person, actually provided an email saying that they support the project. So with that, staff is recommending that the town council approve resolution 2127 for a hillside lot permit and design review to allow for the project at Fort Canyon Road.
Thank you. Does anybody have any member of the council questions now? Does the applicant wish to speak?
I will be back here for a question.
Thank you. Bring back to council, or I'm sorry, members of the public. So no members of the public want to speak on this item. Is there any discussion on this item?
I move to approve.
Second. Okay, there's been a motion by Councilmember Robbins and a second by Vice Mayor Dolan.
Okay.
And so that's where things stand.
Okay. Councilmember Cole.
Aye.
Councilmember McMillan.
Aye.
And Councilmember Robbins.
Aye.
Councilmember Russell.
No.
And Mayor Brekus.
Aye.
All right, so the motion passes 4 in favor, 1 opposed.
You guys just stopped me from calling my first roll. You are 1 minute slow.
All right, well, that brings us to item number 23, no action items, but council correspondence. Why don't we start there? Did members of the council receive some correspondence? I received some, but not really worth mentioning.
Can you explain why?
Well, it's a Ross resident that one, and I didn't feel like I need to go into another. 23B, future council items. What do we have? You know, my only request was to find out what future council items you guys have as a running list, so that I could see those, because periodically we do ask you for items, and then I don't know where they stand. I'm sure they're in the works, but I thought perhaps you guys could update us on that at some point.
Yes,
we can.
Do you want to give some more, or should we?
Yes.
Do a list of.
I do have one potential future item, and I talked to Joe about this, and it's the crosswalk that is right on the border of Ross and Kentfield. And when my kids were going to Ross School, a little girl was hit in that crosswalk. There's no lights, there's very little signage. People are going really fast. So what I would like to consider is having one of those buttons that you push on either side where there's lights in the asphalt that light up to warn people to stop. So I talked to Joe about that.
As a future council item?
Yes.
Is that in Ross? Because I think that's past Ross.
It's right on the border.
But if that's... can we get a little bit more information about that?
Yeah. Yes.
Like what street it's on?
Sir Francis. It's right past the... It's by the
right
bus stop
Ross Terrace.
Why don't we get more information? Because if it's not in Ross, I don't know that it should be directed to TM. Well, that's county, so yeah. I'm assuming that's TM's.
Well, the town limit actually runs the center line of Sir Francis Drake in that location. So the chances are it's going to be like a half of it in Ross and half of it in Kentville. It's kind of, it's even worse than not being one or the other. It's going to be like a split.
Why don't you give us further information so we don't decide if it's a council agenda item or not?